Right now, some of the hottest artists in Latin music are in Miami for the Billboard Latin Music Conference and Awards. Those awards celebrate the most popular musicians and business innovators in Latin music. But if you are not an expert in Latin music, do not worry. We have you covered. Here to guide us are Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras, co-hosts of the NPR Music podcast, Alt Latino. They are with us this week to tell us which artists to keep an eye on. Thank you both so much for joining us once again.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure.
Yesterday, we talked about Pitbull. Who are we going to be talking about today?
Well, you can't not talk about Jennifer Lopez this year.
Well, everybody's been talking about her, but not necessarily about her music, you know.
Yeah.
It's been the year of J-Lo's big comeback. She's nominated, among other things, for Song of the Year and Latin Pop Song of the Year for the song Ven a Bailar, On the Floor, featuring Pitbull.
All right, here it is. Let's hear it. You know, Felix, I remember listening to an interview with Beyonce, and she talked about how she and her husband, Jay-Z, have always made it a point to have the conversation about them be about their music, not about their business, not about their personal business. Now, Jennifer Lopez has been very much in the news, you know, because of her divorce from Marc Anthony, also a top, you know, top singer, top player in Latin music, her joining the cast of Judges on American Idol. But the music has not been at the forefront. Why do you think, or do you think, that she's successfully bringing the attention back to her music?
I think that she's done, the short answer is no. I mean, and I think that what she's done is that she's like, you can't talk about Jennifer Lopez without talking about everything else, her business ventures, her film, you know, all the other media things that she does. So music is just one aspect of it. That's, you know, that's my perspective on it. You know, if you listen to the music and listen to what's going on, you know, there isn't anything particularly Latin about it. You know, it's contemporary dance music, and that's what's keeping her, I think that's what's keeping her in the public eye, is that she's putting stuff out that it's not any different than what other people are doing.
But Jasmine, as you told us earlier, these awards are about what's popular, and clearly something is resonating. So what do you think it is?
Well, I mean, definitely Jennifer Lopez is a brand. She's not only on American Idol, she's doing Que Viva, The Chosen with her ex-husband, Marc Anthony. I don't think anyone's watching American Idol for Steven Tyler. I might be wrong. she has commercials with Gillette, L'Oreal.
Fiat, the car maker.
Yes, Fiat 500. But it has been a musically successful year for her. This single that we just listened to debuted at number 9 in the Billboard 100. It's her highest debuting Hot 100 single of her career.
What do you think is the key, Felix, to Jennifer Lopez's longevity? Is it just that she just works so hard and keeps getting up no matter how many times she gets knocked down? What do you think it is?
I think that there's a lot of that, where she works so hard, and not just at music, like I said, but all her other media ventures. You know, and I think that there's a connection to her fans in a lot of ways, because the thing that she's doing on Fox TV, the music show.
Que Viva, The Chosen.
Where they go out, it's like a Latin American American Idol, where they go out and find artists from all over Latin America to bring them back to the United States. She's scoring a lot of points with the Latin audiences. Part of her success is her personal connection to the fans.
How's the show, by the way, Jasmine? Is it mean? Is there anybody mean on it? Does Marc Anthony play the mean one?
I think it's a totally different vibe than American Idol.
Yeah, completely.
I mean, you also get this kind of familiar insight into Marc Anthony and Jennifer Lopez, and it's like they're like best friends, and they tease each other. It's kind of like watching your cousins travel through Latin America. It's a totally different vibe.
Are you sitting there asking yourself, if they get along so well, why are they divorced?
Well, you know what?
Don't ask Felix that. He has a crush on Jennifer.
Oh, snap. Like you don't have one on Marc Anthony? I'm sorry. Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Thank you. My point
I've
exactly.
I've been revealed.
Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garst are the co-hosts of NPR Music's podcast, Alt Latino. They joined us here in our Washington, D.C. studio. Guys, thanks again.
Thanks a lot.
It's always so much fun to be here.
And we'll go out on Jennifer Lopez's song titled Poppy.